No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
What's up, guys? This is Joe from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. Today, we're going to keep talking about the road to Twitch affiliate. So hitting Twitch affiliate is one of the first major milestones in the career of any Twitch streamer. Why is that? Hitting Twitch affiliate is the key to unlocking direct monetization on Twitch. You know, in order to identify what streamers should qualify for this program, they've created four separate qualifiers that must be reached within the same rolling four-week period. So, we've broken this down, starting last episode, we're going to finish it today. Last episode, we talked about how to gain 50 followers. If you haven't listened to that yet, go ahead, pause this, come back to it, but go listen to that podcast. There's a lot of great information there, and to be honest, that's step one. We got to start somewhere. And that's where we're starting. So today, we're going to attack the last three goals at the same time. That is to stream for 8 hours, stream on 7 different days, and average 3 viewers. The first two are pretty obvious. I mean, anyone can hit that if you've got some free time. But what if we told you these goals are tied together? Let's break down the reason why. So, before we really get into that again, I can't drive this point home enough. Word of caution here, for the love of God, don't pay for followers or views ever. And don't do follow for follow either. Big reason why is... not only does that cheapen the process, but Twitch has been proactive in finding users that engage in this kind of behavior. They can remove your affiliate status, or even worse, they can even ban you for this. And honestly, worse yet, if you don't get caught, these are hollow followers. It's hollow views. It's not going to build your revenue. That's the whole point of this. You're not building your audience. You're not going to make money. So I can't stress that enough. No follow for follow. No paying for views. No paying for follows. If we're going to do this, we're going to do this the right way. All right? So kind of back on track here. One of the biggest mistakes that we see made here, And this all comes from talking to, at this point, God, it's been hundreds of different streamers and content creators that have come across our platform. We've talked to so many people. So I'm not just making this stuff up. We've seen it. We know how this works. So hear me out on this. One of the biggest mistakes that we see made here is the idea that you need to stream as much as possible. Because that's what the pros do, right? Think of your favorite famous name brand streamer, if you will. They're always online. Feels like it, right? They'll stream for, God, a full-time day, really. Well, that's because they're making money doing this. They're already making the money on Twitch, so if they're streaming, they're basically printing their paycheck. Here's the thing. Non-affiliates, we're not making the money yet. So we have to play a different game. It's all a numbers game. So, we're all nerds here, right? Let's break it down. Let's nerd out on this. Why does Twitch only ask you to hit 8 hours and 7 days in a 4-week span? That's not much, man. That's like a couple hours a week. It's math time. Okay, so the most aggressive affiliate seekers that we've met we'll stream between, oh, I don't know, about 150 to 200 plus hours across a 4-week period. If we're in the no-name nerd communities and you're asking for help, one of the first questions I ask you is, how much have you streamed in the last 4 weeks? Go into your Twitch dashboard. Tell me what that number is. Because it's going to be something insane like this, I guarantee you. Always is. So, just for the sake of easy numbers, for this example, let's say that you streamed in the last 4 weeks, 160 hours. So that's 40 hours a week. Let's say you're trying to take that mentality. You're going to stream full time. So we're putting full time hours into this. 40 hours a week, that's 160 hours. Now we need to reach an average of 3 viewers. That's 120 hours per week. You heard me, 120 hours per week, or 360 hours across the period. So basically, you've given 3 viewers a full-time job. Now, how can we make that more manageable? That's crazy. So I introduce to you probably one of the favorite things that we've come up with here at the No Name Nerd, one of my own inventions, but definitely had the help of the community, the rule of 3. So we developed the concept of the rule of 3s to help you keep your streaming hours under control. Think of it as a streaming diet, if you will. This way you can get your average view count up consistently. So now here's how it works. This is specifically for your affiliate push. During your push, make a regular set schedule, which abides by the following rule. Stream no more than 3 consistent days per week at no more than 3 hours at a time. Why? Well, I mean, it hits all the checkboxes while keeping a consistent schedule, and it hits all other requirements. Also breaks down into watchable, sustainable chunks. So let's look at the numbers. For ease of use, let's say that you max out the rules parameter. That means that you stream for 36 hours and 12 days per period, which, by the way, that's enough to hit partner 2 if we're keeping score. But that breaks down to 9 hours per week. That's 27 hours of watch time per week that we need versus 120. All right. So why does that matter? To put it simply, you need fewer viewers to pull off 27 hours of watch time. Now, let's assume that the average viewer is going to watch 3 hours per week. That's a reasonable amount. You know, I mean, a lot of viewers of streams that they enjoy, they'll stick around for a few hours. So we can say that that's a reasonable number to hit. So, off our original example, and that's at 40 hours per week. We're expecting them, each viewer, to watch 3 hours. That's freaking 40 viewers. That you've got to find 40 people to watch your content if you're streaming that much. Oh my God, for a new streamer, you know how hard it is to find 40 viewers? If you're listening to this, you probably do. That's insane. Under the rule of 3s, check this out. That number plummets down to 9 viewers. 9. That's over 4 times easier. We can do that. Now, we've got to do our marketing push. We have to make sure those 50 followers that we got the last time actually watch occasionally. But 9 viewers is attainable. You know, especially if you can get them coming back every week. That's so much easier than trying to pull off 40 viewers. This has always baffled me. When we're talking about this, again, we're nerds. We're calling this a numbers game. We've got to use the numbers to our favor. And that's this whole game. We have to use the numbers to our favor. So now that we've taken from 40 hours down to 9, this is doable now, guys. We've got this. So, just to kind of bring this all together, bring it home for you. You know, hitting Twitch affiliate, like we've talked about before, is such a huge challenge. But we're nerds. We've got this. In addition to finding, you know, coming up with good tips to find our 50 followers, we played the numbers game. So this, you know, this brings it down. You know, streaming for 8 hours across 7 consistent days with 3 average viewers can be made much simpler just by using your rule of 3. So I want you to try this out. If you're on your affiliate grind, try out the rule of 3. Come back, visit us at the No Name Nerd community. You can get all the links for that at nerdsbelonghere.com. And let us know how it went, you know. And if you're still struggling, come ask us, especially in the Discord community. There's great forums to get all the help that you need to figure out what you're doing. So definitely come hang out with the No Name Nerd community. Again, that's at nerdsbelonghere.com. And of course, please, if you haven't already done so, subscribe to this podcast. We're going to keep bringing you all kinds of great tips and tricks for any and every form of content creation we can come up with. So thank you for listening. I'm Joe with the No Name Nerd. Have a great day.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/no name nerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Hey, yo, this is Disguised Guy here. I wanted to give a huge shout out to No Name Nerd. I found their ad about their affiliate program, and they have some great content for streamers like me. A great affiliate program to win free stuff. I mean, I've done many affiliate programs, and these guys have one of the best. I look forward to working with them in the future. They're a great company. Highly recommend if you're a streamer. They are so cool, so fun to work with. Very responsive too. If you have any questions, email them. They get back to you super quick. They are a great team. Highly recommend.
So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds, and we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.